There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpet or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. A strange...
Oh-ho! Ah, there you are. Well done, Jerry Glennon. We are here with the man himself.
We've had introductions in our time, but that beats Benahar. That
there
one,
you
no
are.
Doubt about.
Jerry, first of all, in your get your poetic juices flowing and describe the scene as we look out the window here from Daniel's house.
Well, I can say this much: this is the part of Ireland where heaven meets earth. There's no other way to describe it. Where heaven meets earth, it is God's own country. And I can see how an international star like Daniel, who would be very good with people and thrives on people and needs people to be around him and loves people to be around him, but when he needs to get away from it all, talk about coming to a retreat. And that's the only way you can describe it. It is hewn from the rocks. It melts into the Atlantic. It is Chernanog. It is everything that you could ask for. It's fantastic. It's God's own country. It's beautiful. And the most amazing thing about it is that every time you go around one of those quaint corners, for that's what I'll call it, a new vista.
We have another
you weren't saying
I'll
that.
I bet you have. Yeah, but I'll call them those for the
he
moment.
He wasn't saying that last night on the way up.
But a new vista opens out before you. And it really is. Bord Fáilte, if you haven't been here, come to this part of the world.
It is, well, I suppose where we're situated, really, we're in a town on land called Mean Banad. We're about 2.5 miles from Dunloe and the same from Kincastle. And as we look out the back, this is what I would look out on the day. I look out towards, on the left-hand side, I can see Arranmore Island in the distance. An Oi Island where my mother and all her family were born is on the right-hand side. And we look up what we call Cadieu Bar to the Atlantic Ocean. It's a terrific view, be it on a good day or a bad day. Every day, every weather brings its own beauty to it.
And you know what you can notice, which is wonderful too, the way the light changes.
Absolutely.
Every 2 minutes you look out over the water, you see a different light, a different aspect, a different colour. It's a dream.
We're very lucky to be living here, I suppose. We often say up here that Donegal is the forgotten county. And I suppose the west of Ireland, that western coast, is very often left out when it comes to tourism. Everybody seems to go south. But I think in recent times we're doing better and people are starting to come, you know. When we travel away, you know, we have a great opportunity to talk about Ireland. Yeah. And I always say when I come back here, we have a diamond and it's not hard to polish a diamond.
That is
if you tell people, show it to people, they want more of it, you know. And that's what Ireland is. And I suppose in the difficult times, everybody talking about recession, I think that's where our greatest asset lies, in bringing people here as tourists to see what we have, both as the country and the scenery, but most of all, it's
plenty of Pádraig. Thank you very much. That's Pádraig McGrath. Now, Daniel, you have our listen.
Well, I'm here with my mother. I don't know, Mam doesn't sometimes talk on the radio, but what do you want to say hello to everybody in Mayo and around the areas, Roscommon, the West, we're Midwest. Say hello there, Mam.
Hello.
Aye. Hello. That's a lot of talk for my mother. I was talking about Oi Island, and Mam was born in Oi Island, and last year, her and her brother, who my mother's going, she's going to be 90 now on the 15th of July, or 92, and her brother was 90, yeah. 92, and her brother was 90, and both of them made a trip back to the island, to their old home. And what was it like, Mam, growing up on the island? It was hard times, was it?
I know it was, but we're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bare feet.
Everybody helped one another, didn't they?
Yeah. We're always in the bog.
Mm-hmm. And the bog and the fishing was a big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was your diet? What did you get to eat?
Fish.
Fish and what would you
fish
say?
Fish and potatoes.
Fish and potatoes.
Every day on the week, only Sunday, we got a chicken on a Sunday.
And you did just have your own chickens and everything?
We had.
Do you remember when the ones came from America, the Auntie Maggie's family came from America, and Granny decided that she would kill the chicken? And so they never thought anything that it would be the chicken that they seen running about. I don't know where they thought the chicken came from. But anyway, they saw the chicken hanging, draining, I suppose, the whatever, the blood or whatever, before it was plucked. And that was the end of them and the chicken. I don't think they ever ate chicken again. They probably thought it was a different chicken that would eat. It wouldn't be the same one that would be running about. But what is it, Mam?
I was at service in Mean Banners.
We're here as a sin bannet service. This was working in a house, was it? Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah, I was in Nelly Williams.
And you went. You worked in Derry too, didn't you, ma'am?
I did. And I worked everywhere.
And houses, was it?
I could get a shilling, anywhere I could get a shilling, I was there.
And she's still getting shillings. She knits gloves and sends them to America and sells them, but we don't want to tell the pension officer that. I must come down here. Magella's not here today. She had to go to Dublin yesterday. But even though Magella's away, and we may well play one of her records later, I have my darling here. I have a wife. There are not many people as a wife and a darling. But my darling is here. Maya Rua, I'm sure a lot of the people down in the Midwest area. How are you doing, Maya?
Very good, Daniel. How are you?
Very good.
You're looking very nice.
And Maya often tells about how she discovered me. She went all the way to America to hear my record the first time. Isn't that right?
Yes. I was over to the Whistling Gypsy in 1986. And I was in this bar and I heard this young boy singing. And I said to the manager, who's he, that boy? And he says, that's Margot's brother, Daniel. Well, I said, he's going to be a big star someday. And I was right. You are a big star now. One of the biggest.
Well, we'll just love Maya Rua here, and she's a real celebrity on our local radio, Highland Radio, and everywhere that Maya Rua goes, I'm never do a show that Maya Rua's not at it.
I apologize all the time, and I will apologize to the day I die, and I hope that'll be a long time yet. I'm getting old now, but I'm still out there. So I want to say hello to Kevin Prendergast. He phoned me yesterday, and I want to say hello to him and all my people and friends down in Acklin, County Mayo, and everybody here, and my Dominic Freed that's painting the house for me today, and I'm over here enjoying myself. And thank you very much, Daniel, for having me on. Hello to Paul Claffey. Good to see you up here. Welcome to Donegal, and yourself and Jerry.
Yeah. Very good. We'll put you back to Paul there. Have you anybody there besides you?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Daniel, another lady wants to say hello to you.
Okay. You have a lovely lady. And we have. I'll go over to Celia for a minute. We're going to get some more music, but Celia is one of the ones we stole. I don't know how long ago we saved her, but anyway, she came up. How many years are you living up here, Celia?
39 years.
She married Danny, who again is from OE Island.
As we always say, Daniel, what was her maiden name?
Oh, Cawley.
Correct.
Yeah. Celia Cawley. And she lived just when you came down the hill past Donnelly's. Wasn't Donnelly's was across nearly the road from you? And they were on the right-hand side just past Donnelly's when you came down the hill in Killala.
I remember Daniel singing in Castlefin in a talent competition all those years ago, and he was great then. He still is, and a great ambassador for his county and country. So Castlefin.
Oh, I did. I sang in the Castlefin competition. Surely.
Best wishes from Camilla Morrison. Remember?
Oh, yeah, Lord, it's lovely to hear. That's Camilla. And Mrs. Sheehan, everybody, it's lovely to hear from Camilla. Maybe we'll see her in Castlebar. It'll be lovely to see you again, Camilla.
Okay, hi Daniel, delighted to hear you on the radio. Looking forward to Castlebar. This comes from your friend Kathleen in Port Leash.
And I see Julian's mentioned there too.
That's right, hope to see you in Julian's, Daniel. It's our 40th.
Oh, John and May, my goodness. Yeah. We played in Julian's many times, and always that was the place. One night we played, and we only had six people.
Yeah,
and
right.
John Julian said to me when we were finished, "Oh, I didn't miss a beat. Every last note we sang." And he said, "Boy," he says, "if you don't make it," he says, "nobody will." We sang, and there were six.
That's right.
And it was one of them nights, you know, that there were so few in it. If somebody went to the toilet, you'd nearly go with them to make sure. To make sure they came back.
Oh, yeah, I often talk to John and May.
You'd be afraid they would go to the toilet and leave when they were out.
Yeah. Hello to Daniel and Maura Rua and Mum, and this comes from Josie and Breach Cawley. Fond memories of Daniel and St. Brendan's Hall in Ockleam on New Year's Eve, 1985,
yes.
1986.
We had some great nights out in Ockleam.
You know,
Father Harrison, I think, was out in Ockleam at
that
time.
That's right, you're dead right.
Yeah.
You have a remarkable memory.
Yeah.
Ask Porrick to sing an old song for us.
Where is he?
He's gone.
He's probably gone. He's he's breathalyzing out at the road end.
Hello to Daniel from Fiona and Danny Ryan and the boys and Clara Duff. Looking forward to seeing him in Galway. Hello to Daniel. See you in Castlebar from Mary and Joe Geraghty in Castlebar. Request for Mary Fairlane and her husband Pat recovering for an operation. Mary's a big fan of Daniel's and she'd love to hear a request from him. And this comes from her loving sister. So Daniel, you might say hello to Mary Fairlane.
Hi Mary, how you doing? Hope you're well. And Nellie Cafferkey in Castle Hill and Mayo. We want to say
huge
hello.
Fan of yours.
Yeah, so
man,
hope you're well. And Maureen too. Maureen was her sister Breeds lives down here beside us, and Maureen lived here for a while. So want to say hello to her. Have you to do a commercial?
No, I'm just going to one other song before I go. One other request. Mike and Nora May and Mike and Nora May in Belmullet would like to say hello to you, and also Breach Carney and our mother Maura in Castlebar. They're both recovering from hip operations, and they're big friends of yours.
Well, if they're in the TF, I'll give it a rub. At the same time, I'll...
For Anne-Marie in the butcher shop in Ballina, and from her daughter Pamela at Flyaway Travel and all the family. Pamela, a good friend of ours as well, wants to say a big hello.
Normal family combo. Cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Yes, I believe the guitar man was right.
I'll tell you something.
That's John Stockton there.
I tell you, lads, your Daddy Frank can roam the place a lot of years now. Johnny, yesterday you started with that one. Also, just want to say hello to Carmel Kelly at the Cruise Bar in Foxford.
Oh, Carmel was married from Dunlow back in 1989.
You have her spot on. She is right.
Letter Kenny. Hello,
and
Carmel.
Also,
see you in Castle Bar.
Who was the Mary from Dunlow Rose in 1985?
The Mary from Dunlow in 1985.
Sheila?
Oh, Sheila was, that's right, the Mayo girl.
Sheila Hughes from Castlebar.
That's right, yes.
Want to say hello to them, so.
A lovely dark-haired girl.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember her well.
Mighty man.
Yeah.
Marvellous. I can't remember
what
happened
there. On the Monday night, I was up at the celebration dance in the Austin. Yeah, the year she won.
I can't remember
she
what
She was the guilt of Mary, I think.
Guilt of Mary?
Yeah, I think she was guilty.
Colin Nolan.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Dillon.
Colin Nolan.
She's wanting me to get someone to sing, but your Anne won't sing. I would love her just to give a wee blast of Satisfied Mind. Will you, Anne?
Oh. Come on, Anne. Come on, Anne. I'm on
Come
friends.
On, give us a wee blast. Anne's a cousin of ours, and she doesn't sing in small gatherings. She's.
Here, Anne, give it a blast there. Oh, you can. Go on.
I don't go on.
No, I'll help you.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind.
Money
can buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind.
good on ya.
I want to take our
Anne Gallagher.
Well done, Anne. I want to take our last break of the morning for Captain Duffy, Rinmore, and Knockmore. Happy 8:30. Something more than a
That's
pretty
some
fish.
Job.
That's some job. Daniel, it's almost time for us to go. So, Jerry, you do the thank yous there.
Absolutely. It's almost time for us to go on what has been a most historic morning. And, of course, thanks to all the people who
Want to thank all my neighbours for coming in. All these people. Bridie, the nurse, is here. She delivered some of us and sent some of us packing.
She was
our
nurse
for many years.
And
Madge Bell and Josie and... Lord Nan Moy, as I said, Carmel Boner. There's loads of me, Bridget McCall, my cousin Kitty,
the Queen in the corner,
and loads of people here. Danny, another cousin of mine, and lots of friends, Bridget and Sean and Linda are here from England. They have a home here. Sean's mother was from one of the islands, and they come here and they're going to retire here one day, play golf, and Myself and Carmel Boner will get some sterling off them, we hope.
But
loads
to you,
of people and Katie, lots of people. We're just grateful to them all coming, and John Staunton, of course. Right. And all of the singers that sang, and everybody Lisa that's making Shane a tea, Kathleen, my sister, John. And Bosco's here too. And we might go out with the homes of Donegal.
We will, and thanks to Brendan as well for a great
Brendan,
job.
Brendan, well done.
Our team at base, Kieran Kavanagh, for making it so smooth for us. Our team back at base, David and Patricia.
I must say hello to Ken Kavanagh too. He's listening on the thing. He's probably drinking West Coast Cooler.
Hey, Daniel, as we said, thank you very much.
And
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for putting it down. I'm going to leave you with maybe this song.
See you all at the shows.
Bye-bye. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you big and small. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I love to sit along with you and while away the night with tales.